Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, this past summer, I read a biography about a military leader, which is kind of surprising because I don't normally read biographies or military stories. But this one, though, struck me. It was a 3-volume work. So it basically took me all summer to read the thing. But the story is about this guy's rise to the ranks in the Navy, his tactical skills, and how he was kind of politically stupid. It also talked about his dedicated service and his questionable loyalty. Like, even though he did his job, his superior wondered if his heart was really in it. And this coming May, a new book about him will be released, written by the same author. And this one will tell about his upbringing and his life before the Navy. The author has even said that this will be the first in another trilogy of books about him. So this guy has spent a lot of time telling this leader's story. And when these new books come out, I'm sure I'll read them too, because I'm sucked into the story now. And in case you're curious who this military leader is, he is Grand Admiral Thrawn, a character from the Star Wars universe. And yes, you can laugh. Your pastor's a geek. You knew that. Thrawn hasn't appeared in any of the movies, but he did appear in the TV show Rebels. But the reason I mention him is because Timothy Zahn, the creator of Thrawn and the author of all these books, he's such a good writer that I feel like I know Thrawn now, even though he's a fictional character. Now, when you read for fun, which I hope you do, maybe you like reading fiction too. Maybe you like good character development, and you like following someone's adventures over the course of many different books. Then again, maybe you prefer nonfiction. You like reading stories about real people in history. Or if books aren't really your thing, maybe you're more into celebrity news. You'll pick up something like People magazine and read about the latest celebrity marriages and breakups and rehab treatments. Whatever the case, when we read about people, we learn about them. And we think that we know them. Today is Reformation Sunday. And there are 3 important people on this day. The first one, of course, is Martin Luther. As we all know, he was a monk turned theology professor who lived in 16th century Germany. And as Lutherans, many of us know the highlights of his life. We know about his big moment in the thunderstorm. We know about how he nailed his 95 theses to the door of the castle church in Wittenberg. We know about how he translated the Bible into German when he was hiding out in Wartburg Castle, all that wonderful stuff. And maybe some of us even know more about his life than that. If we don't, then there are plenty of good biographies out there that go into more detail. And reading about him is a good thing, right? We are Luther's spiritual descendants, after all. So it's good to know where we came from. It's good to know his life story. That brings us to the second person of this day, Abraham. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is talking to some of the Jews who had believed in him. And he tells them, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Well, they answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Well, these Jews know the story of Abraham, right? They've read scripture. Like us knowing the highlights of Luther's life, they could tell you highlights from Abraham's life. They know about when God called him. They know about when he welcomed those 3 travelers. They know about when he almost killed his son Isaac. They see themselves as Abraham's spiritual descendants. So it's good for them to know where they came from. But you see, there's a problem here. Whenever we read about someone, whether it's a fictional character or a real person, we still don't really know them. I mean, fictional characters aren't real, so you can't meet them. And people who lived long ago have died, so you can't meet them either. And if you're reading about some celebrity, chances are that you will never be their best friend. So again, you don't really know them. In all of these cases, we're reading stories about people. Good stories, helpful stories, important stories, but it's not quite the same as actually knowing the person. Like, I don't know if Thrawn snored when he slept. I don't know what Luther liked to do in his free time. I don't know if Abraham had a favorite color. To really know somebody, you have to experience them. You have to be with them. You have to be in relationship with them. Like, you know the people in your family. You know their quirks. You know their comfort foods. You know that little thing they do when they're nervous or when they're lying. That's a whole lot different than reading a biography about them. Right? Being in relationship with someone is much different than just reading what's written on their driver's license, or reading their resume for work, or even reading their online dating profile. Which brings us to the third person of the day. Jesus. Now, for many of us, Jesus is just another person to read about, like Luther and Abraham. We've heard the stories from the Bible, so we could talk about the highlights of his life. We could tell the story about when he was born. We could talk about some of his miracles. We can share the story of his death and resurrection. And sometimes we even know more than that. And if we don't, there are plenty of biographies out there that talk about Jesus. But does that mean that we really know him? In one sense, all of that stuff is wonderful and helpful and important, but it's not quite the same as really knowing him. It's not the same as being in relationship with him. As one famous line says, knowing about Jesus is not the same as knowing Jesus. But of course, we weren't alive back in the time Jesus was. So maybe he really is just a famous person in history who we'll never meet. Maybe all we have are just the stories. But of course, that's not true at all. Jesus is different than everyone else in history because he is someone we can have a relationship with right now. That's the point of this text. That's the point of the Reformation. But being in relationship with Jesus is not about knowing his quirks or his favorite foods or what he did when he was nervous. It's about something much more than that. Right, listen again. At the beginning of this text, Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Well, the last part of that line, of course, "the truth will make you free," that's been pulled out of context and turned into a cliche for us. But truth is not some intellectual concept that you agree to. It's not even knowing the whole story about someone's life. No, the truth is Jesus himself. Right, at the end of this passage, Jesus says, "So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The truth that sets us free is the same as the Son who sets us free. The truth that sets us free is the same as the Son who sets us free. Jesus, the Son, is the truth. Which, of course, is well and good, but how does that help us know who he is? How does that help us experience him? Well, because he gives us freedom right now. Now, to our modern day American ears, when we hear the word freedom, we think it means the ability to do whatever you want. But that is not it at all. Freedom means our ability to be in relationships with other people. Jesus sets us free by forgiving our sins and welcoming us into his family. Like a son giving the slave a new status in the household. But this is the part that hung up those Jews he was talking to. They saw their identity as children of Abraham, not as slaves to sin. And many times we are right there with them. We see ourselves as patriotic Americans who are descendants of the founding fathers. Or we see ourselves as faithful Lutherans who are descendants of Martin Luther. Or we see ourselves as members of a certain family who are descendants of some matriarch or patriarch. We don't normally go around thinking of ourselves as sinners. But here's the thing. If we don't see ourselves as sinners, then Jesus will be just some figure from the past who we can read about. He will be just like everybody else in those history books. But if we admit that we are sinners, then we will see that Jesus is the one who forgives us today. For example, early in his life, Martin Luther was very aware of his own sin, to the point of maybe even being depressed about it. But then he saw that Jesus wasn't just someone to read about. Jesus was someone who changes your life. Someone who forgives you. And that completely changed Luther's life. Because only sinners get forgiven. Only slaves get set free. Only the dead get raised. The good news of Jesus sets you free. Which is a life-changing experience every time it happens. And it still happens today. Right? Whenever the word of God is proclaimed, whenever troubled hearts are comforted, whenever hope is given to the hopeless, whenever broken hearts are mended, whenever tired people are given rest, whenever the anxious are calmed, whenever the selfish are brought down, whenever the weak are lifted up, whenever sinners are forgiven, then Jesus changes lives. That's what it means to know him, to experience him, to be in relationship with him. And so, like the people Jesus was talking to, Jesus calls us to be in relationship with him too. Yes, it's important to read the Bible and study about who Jesus was. But it's especially important to see who Jesus is. This is truly a great relationship to have. Whether in first century Israel or 16th century Germany or even in 21st century America. And so, in the name of the one who reforms our lives, Jesus Christ our Lord.